Last Term at Mallory Towers by Enid Blyton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
1. First Day. My last term, thought Darrell, as she got ready to go downstairs. My very last term. I shall be 18 on my next birthday. I'm almost grown up. A yell came from below. Darrell, aren't you ever coming? Daddy says, do you mean to leave today or tomorrow? Coming, shouted back Darrell. She snatched up her tennis racket and her small suitcase and fled down the stairs, two at a time as usual. Her young sister Felicity was there, waiting for her. Both were dressed in the orange and brown uniform of Mallory Towers, dark brown coat and skirt, white blouse, orange tie, straw hat with orange band. "It's the very last time I shall go off with you in the same uniform," said Darrell, rather solemnly. "Next term you'll be going alone, Felicity. How will you like it?" "Not a bit," said Felicity, quite cheerfully. "Still, you'll be having a wonderful time yourself, going off to the university. Don't look so solemn." "Last times are always a bit horrid," said Darrell. She went out to the car with Felicity. Their father was just about to begin a fanfare on the horn. Why, oh, why was he always kept waiting like this? Didn't they know it was time to start? "Thank goodness you've appeared at last," he said. "Get in." "Now, where's your mother? Honestly, this family wants a daily shepherd to round up all its sheep. Ah, here she comes." As Mrs. Rivers got into the car, Felicity's...